Did you hear the gospel in that? When the mother said, God's glory shines through their daughter Ashton. Awe, wonder. Behold, it was very good. But you know, being able to say that and mean that is a choice. It is a choice we all face in life. That couple could have chosen to see their daughter as a burden, a heavy burden, almost too heavy to bear. But they chose not to. They chose instead to see in this child the image of God. That is also our choice, my friends. That is our choice when we step out of this place, in our encounters along the way with other people. We can choose to see other people around us as, well, you fill in the blank. Problems. We can choose to see other people as sinners, and indeed, that's what we all are we not? We can choose to see other people in a variety of different ways. But we can also choose to see others around us as persons created in God's image. You know, that comment about being created in God's image is not just for the chosen frozen, the perfect few, those followers of Jesus. No, that comment about God creating in His image is at the very beginning, an awesome beginning, as our brother aptly put it, which kind of almost reduces us to silence as we contemplate creation. But it happened at the beginning, and it's a comment about all of creation. We are created in God's image. So as you go out, raise that question in yourself as you're seeing this and come to points of choosing to see God reflected in others along the way. But it's also a choice. It is also very much a choice, and maybe this needs to happen first before we can turn and see this in other people. When you look in the mirror, do you see God's image staring back at you? Do you? I'm not asking you to answer that question, but if you cannot see God in yourself, can you see God in others? Now, this whole doctrine of being created in God's image does not mean that God is created in our image. And that's a danger we all face, you know, as we try to make God over, you know, and in some grand makeover into something that is the image of us, making God full of our own quirks and our own brokenness and our own fallenness and our own sin and our own hatreds and our own, you know what I'm talking about. The doctrine about, you know, this teaching that we are created in God's image does not mean that. But it does mean we have a choice in how we face into ourselves and how we see others. And I invite you to step into that, because that is good news. And it is really part of what this new creation is Christ is all about. You know, being able to pull aside that mask and face into others, not as perfect people, Not as folks that have got it all together, but as persons who are whole in Christ. And seeing that of Christ in each person. Seeing that of God in the world around us. And reaching out to that. Now, I would venture to say that real evangelism doesn't happen by us looking at others and seeing just a sinner, and you need to know God, you need this, you need that, because if anything, if we come and face into people in that way, I mean, yes, people can get scared into the kingdom, and that has been a pattern of certain generations. And that may be what some people need, I don't know. But I think in this day and age, that closes more doors than it opens. But if we face other people with the good news of God's love for each one of us and how we each are created in God's image, amazing things happen. As we look out to our community and as we choose to be less introverted and more outgoing, and open our arms instead of approaching the world like this. It's remarkable the people we encounter along the way. And as together we step into the kingdom of God. A new day. Christ has risen. And we are risen with Him. And every morning is fresh and new. Amen.